NPR's Business News starts with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Those giant mortgage firms would have collapsed without a government bailout after the housing bubble burst. Now a new government report has pulled back the curtain on exactly how much money taxpayers have pumped into the two companies. NPR's Chris Arnold has more.
The numbers in this government report are pretty eye-popping. The Federal Housing Finance Agency says so far, Fannie and Freddie have cost taxpayers $135 billion. Philip Swagel is an economist at Georgetown University who is studying how to reform Fannie and Freddie.
Taxpayers lost a lot of money because Fannie and Freddie were guaranteeing mortgages in a way that management and shareholders got the upside and taxpayers got the downside. And going forward, we need to fix that.
Swagel says at first glance, this report might just seem like more depressing news about the economy, but
the headline of the report is scary, but if you look at the details, it's actually not that bad. It says that we're almost done. Not much more taxpayer money has to go into the firms.
The report actually offers two scenarios going forward. If the economy really stumbles again and home prices plunge sharply, then things get more expensive. But Swagel says under the much more likely scenario,
if house prices stay low and then very gradually recover, then very little more money into Fannie and Freddie, $6 billion more.
So Swagel says the vast majority of the losses from Fannie and Freddie will have come from mistakes made during the housing bubble and not from this more recent period where they've been helping to stabilize the housing market. The government-backed firms are currently guaranteeing almost all the home loans being made across the country. Chris Arnold, NPR News.